Welcome to Living Field Notes. It's your host, Constance Bradley. I'm so glad that you have joined us on our first episode of the Corona Encouragement, where we are going to be dropping you daily notes to continue to empower you through this ever-changing season of the Corona pandemic. Today, I have with me my 9-year-old son, and he is sharing what he feels the world needs more than anything right now, and that is hope. Let's hear what he has to say, and I hope you feel empowered throughout this hopeful message. And why do you want to talk about hope, bud?
Because right now is a great time to have a lot of hope.
Yeah, so let's talk about hope. Hope during this time seems appropriate and something that the world is needing to cling to right now. And Brock wants to share with us some ideas of how we can have hope. Why do we have hope? What do we have to look forward to? What brings in some happiness? And then he wants to pray for you guys. So, Brock, explain to me what you, as a 9-year-old boy in America dealing with the coronavirus, have to look forward to.
That God is going to deliver us out of this time.
Yeah, what makes you think God's going to deliver us?
Because in the Bible, he's always delivering people out of dark times.
Yeah, he is. Does he deliver just the people who love him?
No.
Does he deliver good people and bad people?
Yes.
What about people that don't know Jesus yet? Does he deliver them too?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because God loves every single one of us, and he doesn't love any of us lower or higher than the other.
That's right. God loves us all, doesn't he? So, tell me right now something that is okay in your life. What's normal in your life?
Playing around with Legos.
Yeah. You have, like, your toys that you have in your room. They're normal, right? Has anything changed with them?
Nope.
So, that's normal. What else is normal?
Playing with my other two brothers.
Yeah, you still have your family around, huh?
Uh-huh.
Is family, like, the coolest blessing in the whole wide world?
Yes.
Yeah, so even though we don't have friends right now, we still have each other, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, what about kiddos out there that don't have any other brothers and sisters? How can they find people?
They can,
can they look online?
Yes.
Yeah, have we met with some of our friends online?
Yes.
Yeah, what were we doing this morning? Did we talk to people on Marco Polo?
Yes.
Yeah, we talked to some people on Marco Polo. So right now, because we're in America, which is a pretty cool place to live, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, we're super blessed. We have technology that helps kind of close those gaps of being alone, huh?
Yes.
What about if you don't have the internet and you lived in a neighborhood? Social distancing says 6 feet from someone else. What do you think you could do? No internet, but you have 6 feet to work with. How could you find other people?
You could walk around your neighborhood and talk to your neighbors.
Yeah, you could respect social distancing, be outside, and still say hello to people. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's hope in being able to get outdoors and technology, and we know that God's going to get us out of this place, right?
Right.
Absolutely. Okay. So I want you to tell me something special about hope. What does hope, is it something that you just automatically have?
No.
What is it?
It's a mindset.
It is a mindset. So tell me, how can we change our mind if we don't feel hopeful? Do we have the choice to change our mind?
Yes.
We can do that?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to change your mind, can you change your mind?
Yeah.
Can I change my mind?
Yeah.
Can whoever listening to this, can they change their mind?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me how you can change your mind.
If you decide to build something with Legos, like with me, I'd build a Lego base. Or if I don't have enough pieces, I can change my mind to build a Lego airplane.
Yeah, so you can change what you're building, right? So you can change your mind. So if you're thinking about things that make you sad, or you're feeling like everything's been taken from me, like my school's been taken from me, or my friends have been taken from me, you could change your mind and think about the things that you do have, right?
Right.
Okay, and so I want you to tell me, tell me something special about us and the way we were created. Who created you?
God.
Who created all of our friends listening to this?
God.
What? Even if they don't believe in him?
God.
He still created them?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yep.
It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, what does he say? That he knits us together in our mother's womb?
Yes.
So cool. Okay, tell me this. If he made everybody, how did he make them? In his
own image.
In his own image. So tell me something cool about God that he does at the very beginning of the Bible.
He puts Adam to sleep, and he opens his body up, takes one of his ribs out, closes it up, and makes woman out of the rib that he took out of Adam.
Can you make a woman out of a rib?
No.
Why not?
Because only God has the power to do that.
True. I can't make a woman out of a rib either. But yeah. God can, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What else does he do when the world was really dark and void and there was nothing in it? What did he do?
He spoke life and form into this world.
He did speak into this world. You know what else he did?
He made us from dust.
He did. But what did he make us? Did he make us ugly?
No.
Did he say, ooh, I don't like that. That's yucky.
No.
What did he say?
He said, it is good.
It is good. So did he make us good?
Yes.
Did he make all the void and the darkness beautiful?
Yes.
Yes. And so, okay, if he made everything beautiful, like we can look outside and see that, right?
Yes.
There's gorgeous mountains and trees and flower and grass that feeds the animals. There's all kinds of gorgeous things all around us that we can look out and say, wow, that's beautiful, huh?
Like sunshine.
Yes, sunshine. Oh my gosh, it's my favorite. Okay, so if he made things beautiful, but then he made us in his image, what can we do?
We can respect him and share his love with the world.
Yeah, we can share his love with the world. Can we make things beautiful?
No.
You can't! I think I've seen you make some pretty beautiful creations.
Yes.
We can make things beautiful, can't we?
Yes.
Yeah, because we were created in his image. Do you think that in all of this chaos right now with the coronavirus, do you think we can make something beautiful out of it?
Yes.
Does that sound a little bit like hope?
Yes.
Is that what you wanted to share with everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. So how can, as a 9-year-old boy in America going through the coronavirus, tell me, how can you make your day beautiful?
By praying.
Yeah. Do you want to pray for everybody?
Yes.
Okay. And do you want to remind everybody that there is hope and we can create beautiful things out of what seems like it's a desolate place right now?
Yes.
Okay, you pray for us and we'll turn it off.
Okay. Dear Lord, I pray that everybody who's listening to this podcast has hope and that you are going to deliver us out of this dark time right now, and that we and us as humans can make this a great time and a beautiful time in your image and share your love with the world and listen to your worship and pray together and do Bible studies, and that the doctors working tirelessly right now can find an antidote for this sickness, and that if these people listening to this podcast don't have a Bible, have them go to a bookstore and buy one, even during this coronavirus time, and that we would all have hope filled in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brock. All right, ladies, that wraps up our first episode of the Corona Encouragement. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope this episode has left you empowered and full of hope. I would love to continue this conversation with you on Instagram. You can meet me at Living Filled Notes, or turn on your notifications and subscribe to this channel. I'm going to be leaving you guys daily encouragement as we continue through this pandemic together. I hope you're having a blessed day, and we'll talk to you soon.